limit, Thai Prime Minister Prayuth Chan-o-cha ordered security agencies Thursday to crack down on pro-democracy protesters as rights groups condemn police for using tear gas and water cannon at a Bangkok rally. The country has been rocked since July by youth-led protests demanding a new constitution, unprecedented calls to reform the monarchy, and for Prayuth to resign. Clashes outside parliament Tuesday between pro-democracy protesters and hardline royalists marked a steep rise in violence, with six people shot. A day later, some 20,000 people massed in Bangkok's main shopping district, and protesters painted anti-royal graffiti outside the Thai National Police headquarters. Prayuth, who seized power in 2014 coup, issued a statement Thursday warning that protesters will be hit with the full force of the law. Meanwhile, the United Nations called on authorities to show restraint, as did other human rights groups. The African continent has surpassed 2 million confirmed cases of coronavirus, and a top public health official warns that we are inevitably edging toward a second wave of infections. The 54-nation continent of 1.3 billion people is being warned against prevention fatigue as countries loosen pandemic restrictions to ease their economy's suffering. And Pfizer says new test results show its coronavirus vaccine is 95% effective. The company said results also show it appears safe and protects older people who are most at risk of dying from COVID-19. It's the final data needed to seek emergency use of limited shot supplies, even as the catastrophic outbreak worsens across the globe. Wednesday's announcement comes just a week after the company first revealed promising preliminary results. This is VOA News. Pakistani Prime Minister Imran